Our scripture for today comes from the book of Ecclesiastes in the third chapter, verses 1 through 13. Hear the word of the Lord. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to die, to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What gain has the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, He has put a sense of past and future into our minds. Yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. May God bless this reading and hearing of His holy word. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray this day that we would take a moment out of our busy lives just to sit and to listen. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to You. In Christ's name. Amen. I'm so busy, busy, dreadfully busy, you've no idea what I have to do. Busy, busy, shockingly busy, much, much too busy for you. Let me ask you a question. How many of you either grew up on a farm or spent time near a farm? Growing up, my mom's parents, grandma and grandpa, kind of lived out in the country. And there was a lot of farmland out there, and where my grandmother's house was, there was a next-door neighbor, Josie Guy, and on either side and in the back of their property, there was the Gutterby Farm. And Edgar Gutterby and his son, Gerald, planted corn every year and took care of it and harvest in the fall. And sometimes I would go to Grandma and Grandpa's house for a couple of days, and throughout the year I would watch them planting the seed, watch it grow, and then in the fall, watching them out with the combine and wagon harvesting the grain. Now, as many of you know, you can't, there's an order to things. You know, plant in the spring, harvest in the fall. And you can't very well plow and plant in the fall and then reap or the harvest in the spring. It don't work that way. There is an order to the seasons which dictates when things get done. And this sense of season not only is applicable to farm life, but it is applicable to our life. There is a time to work, a time to rest. There's time that certain things get done in a day, in a week, in a month, and in a year. And this was the way that life was for hundreds of years in this country. The days were long in the spring through summer, so you were out doing chores on the farm. And in the winter, when the days got shorter, you spent most of the time in the house by the fire. But time moved on, and this country went from an agricultural nation to more of an industrial nation. And in an industrial nation, you know, a person's day pretty much was the same every work day of the year and sometimes on the weekend. And the passing of the seasons really did not apply to factory work. So over time, society for the most part lost its sense of seasons for doing things. As time went on, everything just started to run together. Lines were blurred until it was very hard to determine what part of life is what. When is it time to work? When is it time to rest? When is it time to take a vacation? And nowadays, even if you do take a vacation, your boss usually will say, well, you know, you're going to take your work laptop with you, or you're going to be available on the phone, you know, just in case we need to get a hold of you. There are problems when we lose sight of the seasons in our lives. First off, we have no time to actually think about the things that happen in our life to contemplate them. We're so busy moving from thing to thing that we have no time to take a bit of pride in the things that we have done. We go to work, we come home, we're busy with stuff, and before you know it, it's time to go to bed and it's time to start all over again the next day. No time to take pride, no time to learn from the mistakes that we inevitably make in our lives. And we have no time to appreciate all of the good things that happen in our lives. This causes relationships to be strained. Families are not given the attention that they deserve because we just don't have time to even think about it. And we ignore taking care of ourselves, both mentally, physically, and spiritually. And sometimes we wait too long and it's too late. The second problem that comes out of this is we get the attitude that everything is just going to go along the same way forever and ever. Amen. There are seasons to our lives, and ignoring that fact is detrimental. How many of us can do all the things that we were able to do when we were in our teens? 20s, 30s. Oh, come on. How many people try to act like they can still do the things from when they are younger? How much frustration comes from being in denial that they are aging and they can't do all of the things that they could? Third, we worship at the altar of instant gratification. I'm sure, you know, farmers would love it if they could plant the crops one day and reap the harvest the next. You know, skip all of that weeding, watering, and all of that other nonsense that has to be done in order to have crops that grow. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. I'm pretty sure a lot of us have had home gardens. I had one growing up that my dad planted, and I had to take the hand cultivator and I had to push it between the rows of corn to break up the soil. I didn't like that very much because it was tough. How many times do we have the desire to do something or to buy something and we just can't wait? We don't have the money and the thought of saving up or something. Why, that's just absurd. Isn't that what credit cards are for? And this instant gratification actually robs us of joy. Think about it. When you have worked hard for something, whether it be physical, you know, doing labor or saving up over a number of months, when you do that and you have something that you want to do, a vacation, or again, buying something, don't you have a greater appreciation for whatever it is? Because you worked hard for it, and it means more. Instant gratification brings short-term joy. Oh, I want something. I'll just go on to Amazon and, you know, I'll get it two days later. Or I really need to buy the latest electronic gadget. I'll just run to Best Buy and get it. It feels, when you have that short-term joy, the feeling of wanting it fades, and we need something else to take and fill the void. The passage of Scripture for today from Ecclesiastes, I'm hoping, is somewhat familiar to you. And it is laying out how life is and how life is seasonal. There's a time for every matter under heaven. There's a time to be born. You're only born physically once. There's a time to die. There's a time to plant, time to pluck up. There are seasons to our lives, and that, again, is the way that God has indeed made things. We are all born. We all grow up, learn to walk, fall over, skin our knees, skin our elbows, break bones, fall in love, get married, go to school, have children, get into the golden years, and finally we die. We are not meant to be 22 years old and able to run around and do things. There's a lot of things I can't do anymore that I could do. And there are a lot of people that, as I mentioned, that doesn't get through their heads. Why can't I do this anymore? Why can't I run the way that I did? Why is it that I can't walk? I should. There's a time for everything. Over the past 4 Sundays and Ash Wednesday, we have contemplated the busyness of our lives and the effect that busyness has on our lives, our relationships with those around us, and our relationship with the unhurried God. We learned a couple lessons about finding the right tempo, about how it is important to prepare a table, to have that interaction with people. We've talked about tuning in to what God would have us to know and to do. And last week, living light so that material possessions don't get in the way. All of these are needed in order for us to reclaim the seasons in our lives. We need to clear the junk out. We need to clear our schedules. We need to have time to enjoy life, to enjoy the people around us. And even if we can't run and jump and climb and everything else like we used to be able to, that's okay. That season of our life has gone. We need to remember that there is a season for every part of our lives and seasons for all of those around us. I am old enough that, and I've heard enough music from the 60s. That when I read this passage in Ecclesiastes, I don't read it, I sing it. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to reign, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late. There's a season. It is the way that God wants us to live our lives and to appreciate our lives. Appreciate the people around us and appreciate all that this unhurried God that we serve wants us to do and wants us to know. Amen.